Hello and welcome to AAA Bond, your weekly gaming update with me, Abby,
Becky,
and me, Alex. Today we're on the topic of I Am Alive, the PSN exclusive and Xbox. Is it the Xbox Store? What is it called these days?
Xbox Live Arcade.
Xbox Live Arcade and Steam. Brilliant game, I Am Alive. It's set on. It's post-apocalyptic, and it's an earthquake that happens and ruins most of the world.
Oh dear!
It is a really good game. I think I'm only on the second episode. But it is really good from what I've played, because I only got it the other day.
Everything's post-apocalyptic nowadays.
Yeah, but they're the best games.
No, they're not. They're honestly not.
It's raw and gritty.
Tomb Raider. That is not. And that is an awesome game.
It's raw and gritty when it's post-apocalyptic. It's more real than prancing about through a forest.
Mm-hmm. What, you mean like Slender Man? You yourself, Slender Man.
Slender Man scares me.
Okay.
I make fun of my PE teacher with Slender Man.
Don't say PE teacher's name on here, in case he's
I'm not going to.
Good. I've had I'm Alive since my birthday, last year, actually, 20th of July. And Abby's just burped.
No, I was choking.
She was choking.
I was choking on sick. I actually was.
You were choking on sick. I don't think I fancied to hear that.
Don't judge me.
I'll judge you if I want.
Oh, shut up.
So Becky just waltzes up to the bin and she throws it away. Anyway.
Because I love Mountain Dew.
I've had it since my birthday, which was 28th of July 2012. That was my last birthday. I'm getting more and more foggy now.
No, you're not.
You'll be going grey next.
I'm the youngest one here.
Oh, yeah?
Do you know, I'm going to go grey prematurely, because in my family, you go grey at 21. My granddad does, my mum has, and I'm going to go grey at 21.
Well, from my family,
my sister has.
I'm going to go bold at 30.
My sister's not gone bold yet.
If you go bold, I will slap you.
My sister's not gone grey yet, and she's 23, 22. So, yeah, I think it's fading out. Thank God for that. Mind you, she dyes her hair, so you'd never know whether it'd be grey or not, to be honest.
Anyway, I'm stealing Abby's angel kit.
Back to I Am Alive.
So I Am Alive. But the story goes with... I forgot the man's name.
He has no name.
No, he has no name.
No, they basically call him the protagonist.
Ah. You're playing the same game as what I'm playing.
What?
The earthquake. You've only got the arrows. And
that just sounds a bit like Tomb Raider, the new one.
Actually,
you're playing I Am Alive.
You're playing I Am Alive.
Yeah.
With the man.
We should be on about Gears. That's
He's
a good game.
To find his wife and his daughter.
Yeah, we are playing the right game. Yeah, you're playing the right game.
I've got friends.
He's a man trying to find his wife and his daughter, and he ends up bumping into this other girl who looks a lot like his daughter Mary.
May.
His daughter's name's Mary, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that the girl's called May.
The girl's name's May.
May. But his daughter's called Mary.
And he helps May.
He helps May and his mum.
He takes her into a shopping mall to
I need
away
to
from
ring
mom.
My mum. Would you excuse me
and
a minute?
Later on into it, we...
And he has to find us some medicine.
Yeah. Later on, we meet a guy called Harry, who was currently
Henry.
Looking after... Henry. I told you, last time I played, it was before Christmas. But Abby, even, is going to correct me on all the names.
Yeah, because I'm playing it right now. I only got it on Friday, so...
Also, later on in the game, you come across some nasty people who are trying to, like, fight for survival.
Yeah.
Therefore, they want resources, they want food, they want shelter, they want help. And some of them are nice people where you can offer them help, and it gives you an extra retry if you end up falling to your death and things like that.
That's not funny.
Or you have
what, if you're falling to your death?
Yeah, that's not funny.
On a game, it is, yeah. Like, in Tomb Raider, I always laugh at myself when I fall off.
Mummy Bond is calling.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, her mother's calling.
Hello.
Try and keep it to minimum one noise level. Anyway. But it's... I've lost where I am. Right. Let's think. Falling to your death, yes. And later on into it, you meet her mother.
You have to save her from a hotel room
Where
men are keeping them hostage.
And you can use your imagination,
can, yeah,
a hotel room, men.
All right, then.
Anyway, okay. Moving on. But later on to it, you receive a SOS distress call and Henry picks it up. You know, and he says that there's a possible radio transmitter on this, well, a ship that's crashed into the middle of New York.
Oh, wow.
So you go to the ship, and it's swarming with enemies trying to kill you. And so, you obviously fight for survival, take the radio transmitter, transmit an SOS, and you get the ship that contacts you back.
And now, I am so happy!
They send a helicopter, and he decides, the hero, decides to stay so he can go and save Henry and try
you
and find...
You finished it?
No, I read it before I played it.
She's always reading it, even anyway, on, what's it, Assassin's Creed. Yeah. She read it before playing it. You don't do
I
that.
I eventually had to tell Becca to slap me if I started to go on Wikipedia to read it.
And then she did. Me and then
times.
I slapped her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She had to slap me multiple times.
Well, you don't tell me to slap you. That's one thing
you
do not do.
You don't give Becca an excuse to slap you. That's just like... And she just did.
Yeah.
But anyway, later
I'm
on...
I'm okay.
Mary is the girl's name?
Yes.
No, May.
May. May gets kidnapped yet again.
I'm sure it was.
She does.
I'm confused.
And so the man and her mother... go separate ways.
I'm going to
the playground on their way to this boat to try and find her. Becca's been very noisy today.
Yeah.
They try and find her, and they end up finding her. And then her mother and Henry go onto this boat and go off, and it's a surprise ending because
dirty girl.
The man stays behind to look for his wife and daughter and save Henry.
Bearing in mind I haven't played the full game yet, I have just got all of it from that.
That's what happens.
Can
in
we talk about
life.
Gears of War Judgment now, please?
Yes, you can. I don't
yes!
play Gears of War.
No,
just
I
so
don't.
You know. So this is going to be Becca's little highlight. Take it away, Becca.
Please don't shine a light in my face.
Can you just carry on about Gears of War Judgment now, please?
Well, it's recently come out, and it's basically the prequel to the original Gears of War, which I am again playing. So that, yeah, you know. And you basically play as Lieutenant Bird, and then you get to kill grubs. It's so awesome! The locust.
Grubs, what are grubs?
Locusts.
That's what the cog call the locust because they don't like them. They're in a war against them.
Anyway, is it like a horror, action, shooter? What is it then?
You shoot them.
So
it's a war.
So it's a shooter.
It's called Gears of War.
Right.
It's a war game.
It's an action
but
war
you're not allowed to
like
play
that.
It if you're under 18.
So don't buy it. Don't go to Morrison's, try and buy
Assassin's
Creed,
dude.
And then get shouted at by
dude.
A big lady.
Dude. A big lady.
She annoyed me so much.
Dude, there might be people listening that are over 18.
So yes, anyway, if you're under 18, don't buy it. If you're 18, go out and get it.
Yeah, you should, otherwise you're just a loser.
I've clarified that.
Sorry, I'm mean.
Yeah,
and I'm hyper, so.
She's had a Mountain Dew.
Oh, no, it's not that. I'm just hyper. One of my days.
Oh, great.
We don't promote drinks, by the way.
We don't promote drinks. We shouldn't be promoting drinks, but Mountain Dew drink it is lovely.
It is nice.
I'm obsessed with it.
It's like lemonade.
It does taste exactly
lemonade,
like lemonade.
Lots and lots of sugar.
All right, then. Now
this is a
we've
gaming
got,
podcast.
We really should plan these.
Yes, but, right, you know Halo 4?
Yeah.
They have promoted it, and so have Rooster Teeth on YouTube.
Oh.
See, I know this.
Do you?
Yeah, because you have so got to watch Rooster Teeth playing Minecraft and everything. It is so funny.
Sorry, Toboscus is awesome.
I've not seen that for a while.
You watch Toboscus. Watching
I did.
Play Man. Speaking of YouTube channels... We've got an announcement. Drum roll, please.
We have one!
We have a YouTube channel. We are doing Let's Plays, live hangouts, song through Google Plus and everything. Yeah, go check it out. It's YouTube.
We're going all technologized.
We're going technologized.
We've also got a Facebook page, which I am in control of.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She still needs to add.
You're an advertiser person.
Yeah, but I can't post on it as AAA Bond. I can only post on it as myself. That looks a bit stupid.
So
you need to change me,
change
please.
It.
Well, I'll put it the same as you, then.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Well, I'm...
Why don't you just do that in the first place? You know.
Shut up, Abby.
Anyway, carry on.
Right.
Shut up, Abby.
Right, come on, we're on about the YouTube page. The YouTube page is www.youtube.com/AAABondYT. The YT stands for YouTube. If you want to check our Facebook page, it is run by... Becca? Yes, it's run by Becca.
The YouTube page is run by me.
The Facebook page is run by Becca. If
and that's what...
YouTube page.
You fail.
And that is facebook.com/AAABond. Am I correct?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I think that's URL. But anyway, go check it out. on the YouTube page, we're going to be doing Let's Plays. I might do a Tomb Raider 2 Let's Play.
Hey.
Do you want to come out my ass and do a Tomb Raider 2 Let's Play in holidays?
If you want.
Wait. On the Xbox. If you're on Xbox, I can join you. If you've got Xbox Live.
Tomb Raider 2.
Tomb Raider 2.
Tomb Raider 2. No, that's the old one, isn't it?
Yeah, PlayStation 1.
Ah. Oh. I ain't got a hacky to play with someone else on Tomb Raider.
She's coming to my house.
Right, let's talk about the game then, okay?
But, I mean, Tomb Raider's a one-player game.
Let's play. I didn't say we was going to play multiplayer.
Well, that's
you know
what
let's
you...
Play
that's yes, because I watch Let's Play.
Okay, that's the name of the show, isn't it?
What?
Let's Play.
No, Let's Play is where you do, like, you play through the game and you have a commentary.
I'll show you a Let's Play later.
Can we talk about another game then? No,
yeah. Go ahead.
What about The Walking Dead? That's recently come out.
Walking Dead just came out 22nd of March. That came out.
Is that another post-apocalyptic?
Yes, it's zombies.
Please, can we stop going on about
zombies?
I was on
YouTube and I was watching a Let's Play. I know what a Let's Play is.
Come at me, bro.
I know what a Let's Play is. Right, this dude was so annoying, he kept swearing all the way through it. My mum was like, yeah. Oh my god, what is he doing? I was like, yeah. My sister was there as well, it's my mum's birthday. Anyway, apparently, and I was watching it on the gameplay, it's not so great graphics. It's not achieved what it could have achieved, like the TV programme.
It
could have achieved much more. I mean, it's not lived up to the potential.
It has a lot of potential on the PC, yeah. Mainly because, obviously, you can render your own graphics and everything. I mean, that's something I've just got into. I've just started playing Amnesia: The Dark Descent.
Is that good?
Yeah. It's a brilliant horror game. If you don't know, check it out, guys. There's probably plenty of wikis. I might do a Let's Play of that, actually, as well.
What about Let's Play Minecraft?
I don't have Minecraft.
You are missing out big time.
Should we do a Let's Play of
Well, you've got to see my world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do a Let's Play of I'm Alive.
Anyway, it's basically just about the two Dixon brothers, Daryl and Merle, and it's basically they're learning about the walkers, really. And, you know, and they've got to find the way to Atlanta, like Rick did in the TV show.
And that's where they meet.
And then they get into that big group, and then he finds his wife.
Do we have to talk about zombie games? I really don't want to.
We've got to talk about some games.
Yeah, but you don't have to be a zombie game.
I love zombie games.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Don't you like zombie games?
Have you ever played Left 4 Dead?
The only one zombie game that I do actually like.
What's that?
Resident Evil.
Yeah, that's amazing.
You can talk about that one. I will not
come. Disappointment.
Why? What happened?
It's just
I've not played it.
Terrible. It's pretty much Resident Evil. There's no graphic, but this is like graphical improvement. But there's no story. The story's just lost itself.
I think it's number
screenshots, and they don't look that good.
I think it's number 3 that I played, and Wesker is a full on.
Number 5.
Yeah, when
Africa?
I don't know.
Sheva and Chris.
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
Number 5.
I've played Code Veronica X, that's a good
Code Veronica X is probably one of the best ones. And then obviously Resident Evil 1.
And my brothers played the one where you're meant to be the people that infect everyone. The bad guys.
The zombies.
No, not the zombies. The
Umbrella Corporation.
Oh,
that's
the Umbrella.
It, Corporation. Umbrella.
Mercenaries. Resident Evil Mercenaries.
Yeah, I think so.
That was PC edition, I think.
There were some nasty bad guys on there that I've seen. I've
oh
not
God.
Actually played it, but...
I like the Wii editions. You used to get the Chronicles editions.
Chronicles of Narnia.
Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles, and then there was Resident Evil Dark Side Chronicles for the Wii. And it was like a House of the Dead shooter game.
Oh,
like
an arcade game.
Yeah.
I love that game, House of the Dead. It's really good. I borrowed
it
off my dad.
I've got Resident Evil. That's what the Chronicles editions are. That's what they are. But also, they did a Wii edition of Resident Evil 1, a remake. And it was actually quite good. I thought it'd be a bit...
You know the Lickers on number 5?
Crimson Heads. Oh, they're annoying.
The Lickers.
Lickers are
the ones with the big tongues that go...
The
blah, blah, blah.
Lickers are like number 5. They're easy to kill, they are. But if you have a Crimson
They're not easy to kill.
On Resident Evil 1 remake, oh.
They're annoying.
So annoying. They sound really
They jump annoying. Everywhere, and it's hard to hit them.
Oh, God, it's 14 minutes. We're nearly all time up, guys.
Oh, can I just say something?
Go ahead.
Well, why can't we make it longer?
If you go on our Facebook page and just message us or post something on our wall. Just tell us what you'd like to do a Let's Play of and we'll do it for you and you could watch
or
it.
Or what you'd like us to discuss.
Oh yeah, and what you'd like us to discuss.
Even
or
old what, games, new know. Games. Yeah. Games that you've just made up in your head. So long as you explain it to us.
Or even if you don't have access to Facebook, you can always email us at tripleebond@icloud.com.
I'm guessing we have an email.
Yeah, well that's new.
Oh yeah, you need one for a YouTube, don't you?
You need one for a YouTube account.
What?
There's another, if you don't like the iCloud one, you can always contact us on tripleebondyt@gmail.com. That's the one that's linked to the Gmail account, the YouTube account, so I'll be more looking at that one more thoroughly. But anyway. It's bye-bye from me.
Bye!
Bye.
Were you going to say something, Abby?
I was just going to say, just do that if you want. Just
should we do that again?
Post.
Post away.
Yeah, email. like and
remember,
post away.
Remember, youtube.com/tripleebondyt.
Becky out.
Bye from me, Alex.
And Becky's out.
And bye from Abby.
Bye, Abby.
Bye, Abby. Bye, Becky.
Bye, Alex.
See you next week.
Bye.
See ya.